Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Robert Porter, the CEO of Karma, the game of destiny. What an interesting name that is, Robert. How you doing today?
I'm doing well.
That is a cool name for a product.
Yeah, we were playing around with it for some time. But yeah, like we felt like it was still kind of long, but it's something that sticks with you, you know, Karma, the game of destiny. You know,
you remember. Well, why don't we start with, can you share with us a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. Yeah, I have a computer science and finance background, double major, both degrees. Finished up at Bloomfield, did some time at West Virginia, NYU. I had a startup company prior to this called Porter Global Marketing. It was something I started in like college, where it's like a party scene, whatever. Then basically sort of what Eventbrite is now, right? But it was just like a silly little app that was just a local for local like bars and whatever. That's where I got the idea for Karma. But it's just marketing so people can market, et cetera. I ended up selling that company my senior year of college. So that's something that I'm proud of. Did a couple of years at the oldest private bank called Brown Brothers and Harriman out of New York. Still pretty, you know, good guys there, familiar with. And yeah, I just ended up, you know, meeting with my co-founder Renee, and we just bonded, and you know, just started coming up with different ideas. And Renee's just a brainiac, and he just was like talking in reference to what Karma could be. And I'm like, you know, like, why don't we just do it? And lo and behold, you know, 4 or 5 years later, here we are, you know.
Cool. Well, that leads us right into my next question. What, tell us all about Karma, the game of destiny, what the game's about, if it is a game, and who your target audience is.
Okay. I don't know how much time we have, but no, I'm kidding. but yeah, Karma, the game of destiny. It's a play on words. Karma, as we all know, is, you know, what we worry, if we do the right thing, it may come back to us, et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. The gaming aspect is how some people may say life is a game, or, you know, play chess, not checkers, with your life, or, you know, strategizing of some sort. Destiny is more so, the quote goes, watch what you say, it becomes what you do, watch what you do, it becomes your character, watch your character, it becomes your destiny. So we combined all those things together, and it just flows with each other, where Karma is in the game, you interact with people, and people, you get 3 lives. If someone zaps you, essentially, you can't be seen anymore by them. With your IP address, we block it out. They can never see you. You can never see them ever again. If you get zapped 3 times, your profile is deleted and you have to start over. That's Karma. So essentially, you have to play the game correctly or your destiny will be your Karma. So it circles back around in the sense. So it's a play on words where it's interactive, it's gamified, classified advertisement, where it's a digital magazine in the sense. It's we want to think, combine, I guess, Pokemon Go meets Living Social meets, I guess, a Tinder. You know, we make it easy for people to interact, whether they want to date, whether they want to meet someone in the virtual world, digital world, or reality for that matter. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's where we are with it.
Wow, that is sounds really interesting. And is it actually released now, or is it in beta, or what?
Yes, we were in beta in 2019. We went to Collision. It's a tech conference in Toronto, Canada. Got some pretty great reviews, got some funding. We did pretty well, but we've been mostly bootstrapping just so we can withhold all of our equity. I didn't mention this before, but I invested in Bitcoin before it was at $400. So I still got a couple. I actually started another company called Volatile to, like, you know, manage and help people, you know, grow their network. We're doing, obviously, you see what's going on with that. We're doing really well with that. So we've been bootstrapping, and we didn't really have to worry too much about, you know, giving away too much equity, because that's the last thing you want to do, right, is give away too much equity. And yeah, so now we're here in a soft launch. We're looking to a full launch as of 2021 summer. We're working on amazing partnerships. I'm super excited for the talks we've been having, and the press release is going to be coming out in a week or two. You know, huge company that's in reference to, I guess, the social chatting aspect. I kind of gave a word away, but we'll wait for the release. But we're in a soft launch. We're looking pretty decent in terms of numbers. We're looking to get to about 1 million users, 1 million players, by the end of April. early May. Right now we're touching the, you know, six figures at that manner, but it's mostly on the PC. We're really excited to really just push the app aspect. And that's why right now we're doing a little funding. We're currently in an accelerator program called New Chip Accelerator. I'm looking to graduate next month and, you know, get some more funding, utilize that funding for some marketing and just keep pushing, you know, see where we can take it.
Wow. It sounds fascinating. I look forward to your full launch. I will sign up. Hopefully I don't get stabbed three times. So you're based in New York, I know. Is the company all based in New York, or are you based around the country, around the world?
We're based around the world, actually. So actually in the beginning, we were so focused and keyed on, you know, being in Union Square, New York, and having that cool office, you know, have that cool vibe. Like, I want to be like Facebook or, you know, like Twitter, even though like it took Twitter 10 years, et cetera. So we wanted to just focus more on quality. Like, just because we're located in one space, we started to realize, you know, why spend $250,000 for one space and only be, you know, granted by the people that are in our circumference, that's in our area, you know? So we was like, let's hold off on that. And we were doing remote since 2019, you know? My CTO is in Ukraine, Russia, you know? My CFO is in Poland, Krakow, you know? My CMO is in Miami. Like my strategist for marketing is in DC. My director of communications is in Tampa, you know? So it's like, we're all over the place already. You know, I got an outsourced team. We got in Ukraine and as well as India. So we're all working together, whether it be Slack or Zoom or whatever the case may be. Before, you know, Zoom was $300+ stock wise. We knew what Zoom was. We felt if we broaden our, you know, horizon in terms of being open to people elsewhere, we get not only different point of views, understanding of more culture, but also we get more talent and we wouldn't be so secluded to just what's in front of us, but more so what's around us.
Wow. Yeah, no, I agree with you. It makes sense. A lot of companies are doing that. So, I mean, you already were remote and then the pandemic hit. So it sounds like it really didn't have a big effect on your company. Is that true?
No, it didn't. If anything, we had to really step it up. We had to hire more people because a lot of people were home and we moved everything to the AWS cloud base. So like we had to grow. And this was while we were still like soft launch, actually before soft launch, still technically in beta MVP stage. And people were really just signing on. A lot of people just signing on. And it just was a lot. So we weren't keeping up with demand almost. So it's like, all right, let's just put some more money in, hire more people, like train them, and just keep going from there. Like, what's awesome about remote though, is when you find someone, you can like what they're able to do on LinkedIn, you can just send somebody like a quick assessment or something and see if they know what you want them to know. Or as simple as like, hey, what type of code is this? Or can you identify the difference between coding between aligning of PHP or the difference between Unity and Unreal and how we can intertwine those portals? And if that's possible, if they can answer that, then off that, you just, you know, no go. But for the most part, being remote, it definitely does take away from being more personal. I'll say that, but you definitely build, you know, a team in a sense. If you're constantly on Slack, you're constantly meeting each other, sooner or later we start talking about other stuff outside of just work. You know, even though we're all like 11,000, 10,000, 8,000, 3,000, however many thousands of miles away, we are still, you know, Karma the Game of Destiny family, you know? Yeah,
very cool. So what do you think is the future of remote employment, since you definitely are bought into it? And what do you think can be done differently to make it more effective?
So the future is, I think it's more hybrid. We see now more than ever, like a lot of people are like, you know, overloaded and just like overwhelmed in the sense of work and being a parent or work and just trying to keep up with the Joneses, if that's, you know, still a thing for some people, whether it be Instagram or, you know, whatever the case may be. People are so consumed with other people, and that's just my generation. That's what we are. And it's okay. Like, we want to be appealing to other people. We want to, you know, stay in tune with everything. And so how do we do that if we're working 8 to 10 hours a day, or we're working remote, you know, 10 hours a day, whatever the case may be. But where do we find that balance where you can be at home for 2 days, maybe, and maybe take a day off and work 3 days full, 3 days full, you know, at work or in person, whatever case may be, and then go back to remote and then make that hybrid sense, you know? So that's what I think the future is. I think we could be better about it. What I think could be better about it is the fact that, you know, the Zoom aspect, we can't really intertwine and interact as much as I wish we could, you know, or even with the Microsoft aspect, or, you know, did Microsoft just buy Slack? Who just bought Slack? Somebody just bought Slack.
Somebody did. Yeah, I forget who. I know Microsoft bought the other Skype a while ago.
Skype. Yeah, that was a while ago. But they bought.
Yeah, somebody did, right.
But I think what they could do more is make it more interactive, make it more, I guess, personal, where people can, I guess, we could share screens. We can, more than just share screens, but like be more interactive, like collaborate. Yeah, like that's the part that's missing, where it's the different tools that we're not able to fully use, whether it be within the aspect of coding Unity, coding in PHP, or the backdoor, or, you know, a training, like where, like, as if, think of it like, if we could like teach someone to drive, right? How would you teach someone to drive virtually?
Interesting.
Yeah. You know?
That would be hard.
So that would be hard, right? So imagine if we could figure out a way to just, you know, think of it in that manner, in terms of being more collaborative, being more, you know, open, you know, outside of just saying, oh, we're open source, blah, 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 being more open to the concept of everyone being able to give their 2 cent without it being a huge email, you know what I mean? Like, what's after email? It has to be something next outside of email, you know? What is that? And maybe something in this remote space could be that thing. I don't know.
Maybe Karma the Game of Destiny will be it.
Karma the Game of Destiny, yeah. Maybe it'll be virtual world.
Maybe there'll be a business version of it. You never know.
Yeah. Oh, I might have to write that down, actually. Hold on.
Yeah. Hey, I want to can I get some stock options for that?
Yeah. I'll be sure to send you NDA, right?
All right. Thank you. So to wrap up, I know karmathegameofdestiny.com is kind of long, so I don't think that is your actual URL. Tell people what your URL is if they're interested, you know, in case they're interested. Sure.
It's karmathegame.guru.
Okay.
So the guru itself is essentially like theory for every player. Every player can walk into 3 different doors, where it's values, compatibility, or intimate preferences. And based on those things, if you think about it, they all intertwine anyway. But one person may be more value-based, where, let's say, Christian Mingle, or intimate-based, let's say, Tinder or Hinge, right? Mm-hmm. But in the end, these doors, they intertwine. Mm-hmm. And that's a part of the game. And that's finding who or what's your destiny and the journey. So yeah, like karmathegame.guru. Guru is, I guess, an artificial intelligent person who helps us and helps you along your journey. So yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, hopefully more people will sign up. So Robert, I want to thank you for your time today. It sounds like 2021 is going to be a really good year.
I'm excited.
For Karma the Game of Destiny. And I look forward to your launch.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you.